Listen to what the flower people say. Ah, listen, it's getting louder every day.
This is Mitch Easter of Sneakers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Wave Farms WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have one you don't need and it's a Macintosh 2019 or newer, please email info@wgxc.org for more information. And thank you for your contribution.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Joshua of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Underwriting is provided in part by Chronogram. Looking to stay informed about the latest in Hudson Valley dining, culture, and happenings? Chronogram's Eat, Play, Stay newsletter delivers curated updates on restaurants, bars, shops, local events, and more straight to your inbox. Covering food, culture, news, and real estate, it's designed to keep you in the loop 5 days a week. Discover...
What's up, everyone?
You're on air with the Promise Cool Kids with a Z.
Thank you for tuning in today. We will be interviewing the chief of the Hudson City Police Department, Chief Franklin. Thank you so much for coming on our show today.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, kids.
Can you tell us how did your journey to become the chief of police?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Where would you like me to start?
At the beginning.
Well, like from when I was born?
No.
Or like when I started being a police officer?
When you started to be a police officer.
Okay, so let's see, I became a police officer in 2003. So almost 22 years ago, and from there, I worked the road, I worked patrol. I think I've seen and I know, and I grew up with a lot of your parents here in Hudson. And then in 2017, I was promoted to sergeant, and then in 2022, promoted to lieutenant, and last year, well, actually 2023, I was promoted to chief of police. So it's been a long road.
That's cool.
You are the first woman chief and the first woman of color in your role in our city. Can you share how you felt getting your job, and do you have advice for kids of color who may want to follow your footsteps?
I mean, it's certainly an honor, and it was certainly an honor to be the first woman and the first woman of color. Especially in my family growing up here in Hudson. None of my family members were in law enforcement and police. And it's very rewarding, and it's difficult. And I'll just tell a little bit of my story, a little bit to all of you, right, especially here in Hudson, because if you don't know me, you probably don't know this, right? I didn't grow up with a father. My father was black, and he was in and out of prison when I was growing up. I was adopted by his side of the family, so I didn't know my real mom's family, and I grew up with, you know, now who is my family. And I think some of you know a lot of them as well. And I had a lot of support from them growing up, and I thought I never wanted to be a police officer. Let me tell you that, right? Like, I did not want to do this. But I left Hudson, and I went to school for a few years, and then decided I wanted to come back to my hometown and do something different. So I came back to Hudson. I worked for Operation Unite before going away. I worked for the youth department and was a counselor and decided I wanted to come back to Hudson and be a bigger part of the community. And my way of doing that was to get into law enforcement, be a police officer, and try to be inside and change things and make a difference and still be here for our community.
How do you stay safe when you're working?
Well, I don't have to go out on the road as much as I used to, but I have a good group of people who help protect me, but I train every year to protect myself, and I have to stay physically fit, so I try to work out regularly and eat healthy. And again, we provide a lot of training at work, so that really helps me understand people and how to interact with people.
Have you ever been pepper sprayed, and what does it feel like?
I have been pepper sprayed, and it's awful. It's, have you ever gotten hot sauce in your eyes? Nobody? No, okay.
Once?
It didn't hurt that much. Did you ever get, like, stung or anything in your eyes where soap, really bad soap in your eyes, and you couldn't open your eyes?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yes. So multiply that by, like, 50, and then your eyes are just watering, and you can't open your eyes, and your nose is running because you have snot coming down your nose. It's terrible. And it lasts for a long time.
Was it when you were on, like, job, or was it, like, when you had to practice?
Well, it was for training, but I also got pepper sprayed by accident by a fellow officer when they were pepper spraying someone else.
Do you wear a vest when you're on the job?
Yes. Yes, I do. I don't have one on now. I don't always wear it when I'm just driving around, but I have it with me at all times, and I put it on when I have to make sure I get out of the car.
Have you ever been hurt on the job?
Not seriously, no. I've gotten, like, minor injuries. Like, I've twisted my ankle before on the job, but nothing major.
How is it being the chief of police and being a mom?
Oh, that's a good question. It's actually a lot of fun. I bring her to work. My daughter comes to work with me. We were at the summer program here at Greater Hudson last year, and I was able to adjust my work schedule so that I could bring her to that. And, you know, I think being in this role makes me a stronger mom, right? Because it gives me something to fight for every day. And so the things that are important to me as a mom and to teach my daughter are very important to me as a leader in this community, right?
Have you ever been called back in for an emergency when you were off duty?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Cops make me nervous when I see them, and I was nervous to come into the interview. Can you talk about it? Ways to make better relationships between cops and people.
I mean, I think doing what you all are doing right now helps that, right? Like, this is just a uniform. And it does mean something, it represents something, but under this uniform, we're all people, right? And a lot of us all have families, too, and I know that this uniform can make a lot of people nervous, but if you and we as police officers just say hi and smile and just start talking to one another about, hey, maybe we have something in common, or maybe there's something that you like, that I like, we can make those relationships a little bit better.
Do all police officers eat donuts?
I mean, I don't know if all of them do, but I think a lot of people eat donuts, not just police.
Do you?
I do sometimes. I prefer cake, though.
What's the best part of your job, and what is the worst part of your job?
I think for me, the best part of my job is just being able to serve the community that I grew up in. That's important to me, and being here in Hudson is important to me. But I also really enjoy just the people that I work with, because I know that they work hard, and we do a lot to help the people in the city. And the worst part of the job is, I would say, losing people, whether that's losing people working or losing people because they move or they retire, right? You build relationships and you get close to people, and then sometimes they're not always there.
Right back with Chief Lakeland after this short break.
I just woke up from a dream. Well, you and I had to say goodbye, and I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'm gonna love you every night. Ooh.
Like I'm alone in it. Tip for tat, I got your back, was I wrong? Tell me, is we too grown? I wanna lock it in, baby, no way in my options. Wanna travel, see the world, getting drunk on the island. Wanna settle, start a family, so tell me about it. And you so perfect, baby, don't get nobody that buys. Social anxiety, I feel. And I done been this way for some years. I don't really get along with my peers. Everything that they do to me is weird. So, in a world full of weirdos, fools, and scrubs, tell me what is it you're willing to do for love? You know it's true that the dating pool ain't nobody out here, baby, it just me. And I know, and I know, and I know, and I know a broken heart when I see one. And I feel, and I feel, and I feel, and I feel like I love you more. Did you know, do you know, did you know, do you know I'm a shoulder if you need one? When I feel what I feel, keep it real, what's the deal I'm ready for? Somewhere we could be alone, you and me alone. I remember being 21 when my life had just begun. 22, many things to see and do. 23, looking forward to 24. Just me, or it ain't no love no more. 25, what a time to be alive. Am I getting old? Why do I feel tired? Are the same old things, the same old games, same old pain. Think it's time for change. Cause certain ain't like me no more. Certain don't excite me no more. It don't excite me no more. No, it ain't like me no more. No more. No more. No more. No more. No more. Say me no more. They ain't like me no more. This ain't like me no more. No, it don't excite me no more.
Guys, you gotta be back now.
Now. Well, cause Harmony told me that she. We always pass by your house and there's just kids that stay out your house. And there's two kids in the house, something like that. Not your house.
Mm-mm.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Promise Cool Kids interview with Chief Franklin.
What do you do in your free time when you're off duty?
I try to relax, but recently I've been assistant coaching the girls' varsity basketball team at the school. I'll work out, and I just spend time with my family when I'm home and my dogs.
What is your favorite season? What kinds of activities do you do?
My favorite is summer, for sure. I like to go to the beach, go hiking, take walks with the dogs, with my family, go on vacation, and just be outside, doing anything outside.
Same here.
Same here.
It's fun.
Same. Same.
What's your favorite vacation spot?
I really like going to Disney. That's the big kid in me. This year I have a vacation planned to Bermuda, though, and I've never been. So maybe that'll be my favorite.
Don't go into the Bermuda Triangle.
When is your birthday and how do you celebrate?
My birthday is in June, June 20th. That's probably why I like the summer. And honestly, I just like being at home and relaxing.
Do you work on your birthday?
No.
My sister's birthday is June 22nd.
Oh, see? Does she like celebrating in the summer too?
Well, I don't know because she's only two.
Oh.
What is your favorite basketball team? What sport do you play any sports?
I do play basketball and I play soccer. I have been in adult leagues for both of those. I honestly don't have a favorite basketball team. So, I mean, I guess if I had to pick one right now, it would just be the Blue Hawks. All of them.
Yeah.
We got a lot of little Blue Hawks in the room, right? That's right.
My final question is, how do you maintain your mental health between work and being a mom?
I just take breaks. I just really try to take time for myself, and I have a really good support system at home that helps with that. So if I need a babysitter, I can always count on someone to babysit. I can take time for myself and go work out, or I can play video games and kind of tune out everything else that is happening.
What's your favorite video game?
I mean, I play Fortnite right now.
That's a W game.
That's the best game.
Are you
no way.
Yes, but Call of Duty is still better.
Are you goated at that game? Like, really good?
I mean, I wouldn't consider myself that good, but I do okay. Do I have to get everybody's names to play now?
Does anyone have any other questions for the chief while we have her here?
How old is your daughter?
She's 19 months.
Who's your boss?
Who's my boss? Mayor Kamal Johnson.
At first, I was like a little nervous, but then I got
nervous for me being here.
No, like nervous to go on the radio show, but then I got better.
Is this your first radio show?
Yes, it is. So thank you for letting me be on here with you all.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
How have you all enjoyed being on this hosting this radio show?
Good, and it's fun.
It's fun.
Good and fun.
Yeah. You're going to keep it going for a while?
Yep.
You should. I think it's a really cool idea.
Chief Franklin, have you worked at any other state of a police officer?
No, I haven't. This is where I started working as a police officer, and this is where I plan to retire from.
Have you worked anywhere else besides a police officer?
When I was younger, I worked at Operation Unite, and then I was a counselor for the youth department. When I went to college, I worked in a restaurant, and then I also worked in a science lab.
Did you want to be anything else before you thought of, like, being a police or anything?
I wanted to be a psychologist before I did this. And then I changed that and wanted to get into social work. And then here I am. I just decided I wanted to be a police officer.
What's your basketball team's record?
The girls?
Yeah.
Oh, you're putting me on the spot. I think it's 2-8 right now.
That's not bad.
Does your daughter go to the games with, like, to watch them?
She goes to a lot of the practices, but she doesn't always make the games because they're past her bedtime.
Is it fun being the basketball coach?
Would you?
Yeah, it is fun because I get to play basketball and do something fun.
What's your dog's name?
I have three. So one is Loki, one is Odin, and one is Albus.
How old are your dogs?
Loki will be 11 in May. Odin just turned 5 in January. And Albus just turned 1 this month as well. Do you have any pets? Does everyone here have pets?
I do.
What do you have?
I have a dog, and he's 3 years old.
I just got a pit bull.
Oh.
I have a pit bull. It's not at my house.
I have 4 cats. My sister has a dog, but it doesn't live with us.
I have a blue-nosed pit bull.
Pit bulls are popular. I have a pit mix. He's not full pit bull, but mix.
Would you ever try to make it to the league of basketball?
Like the WNBA?
Yeah.
No, not at this point in my life.
What about when, like, you were younger?
I don't think I was that good. I don't think I was good enough for that.
Oh. Did you
have any dreams when you were younger? Of what you wanted to be when you got older?
I'm not sure that I really knew when I was younger what I wanted to do. When I went to college, I thought I wanted to do one thing, and then I changed it. And now that I'm the chief of police, I think about what I will do when I retire from here, and I'm not a police officer anymore, you know, and I still don't know what that is. Right now, I think I just want to be the best mom that I can be.
What's your favorite color?
Red.
Light red or dark red?
Like cherry red.
Chief Franklin, do you have any other hobbies than playing basketball?
I do work out. Like I do dabble and with. Like some personal training, and I just like staying fit. But mostly, I just really enjoy being spending downtime with family.
Our show is coming close to an end. Thank you, Chief Franklin, for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Franklin.
Thank you all.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you all for having me.
You're welcome.
Dreaming, talking in your sleep. I know you want to cry all night.